Well, hello and good day to everyone. You are listening to Successful Woman Radio, and this is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. I'm broadcasting to you live this Monday morning here from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, and I should say Monday afternoon. It just turned 12 noon, and this is April 4th, 2011. As always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, April is upon us, and of course, it's going to be all about springing into action as we move into our April theme. I'll be sharing tips and resources on how to implement your business goals. And of course, if you didn't know it, we're 2 months away from our halfway point before the year is over. That's right. We're almost 6 months in. And of course, you know, for those of us who are in business, that means that we really have to be watching carefully as to whether or not we are accomplishing our business goals. And so we're going to talk about that just for a few minutes today. Of course, as always, if you're on the phone, please flash over and bless the life of another person, businesswoman, by asking her to dial into the show today. Have her to dial in to 347-637-2589. Again, the show dial-in number is 347-637-2589. It is always a blessing to someone else when you share a resource with them. You know, perhaps there's a businesswoman out there waiting on your phone call that you're acquainted with that really needs to get inspired and motivated today. And this show might be the very thing that does that. If you're listening online, well, you know what to do. Get on your Twitter and Facebook accounts and suggest the show to your friends. Have them to either dial into the show or listen online by going to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Have you been accomplishing the things you've purposed to do so far this year? Have you seen your business grow financially? That's the big question there. Well, if your answer is no, there's no time like now to turn it around and start making things happen. You know, one of the things that I have been able to clearly see this year is just how much time we can waste on doing things that really are not priority, things that really are not helping us to accomplish our vision. And as women, that's one thing that we have to really get a grip on. We really need to understand the importance of prioritizing, of practicing not just time management, but practicing self-management, making sure that we are committed to our vision, committed to our goals. And that is how we're going to be able to see our goals accomplished. When you're focused, when you have a passion to see something accomplished, when you have the tools available to you and you are using them, then you are going to see, guess what, results. You're going to get results. And that's what Successful Woman Radio is all about, is reminding you of all of the tools, the resources, and all of the things that are available to you to be successful. But most important, Successful Woman Radio is really about helping you to stay in the positive. We have so much negative out there in the world that we don't need it here on the show, of course. And, of course, we want to help you to stay in the positive because it is in the positive realm that we are able to accomplish more things, that we are able to feel great about ourselves. It's 12:04 after the hour, and you're listening to Successful Woman Radio. Make sure that you flash over and dial the phone number of a close business associate or friend, ask them to dial into the show. And, of course, if you're online, please make sure that you share the link, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, with your Facebook and Twitter friends. We appreciate all of the blessings that you give us at Successful Woman Radio. And we did have a great show last week. We had two guests on the show, Betty Scott and Karen Kimbrough. And, of course, this week we'll have Karen back. Actually, hopefully this month Karen will be sharing her poem, her motivational poems with us, and she will be getting us geared up to take that action that we need to take, facing the mirror on some things that we need to look at. So I'm very glad that Karen will be with us. We also have another very special guest that is our featured guest on the show today. We'll be welcoming Erica Jones, president of Legacy Designers, an internet marketing firm, and she'll be sharing with us tips on entrepreneurism and her experience of creating her own vision board. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you how I found Erica, how I met Erica, and it is all about vision. In addition to that, of course, we've got a business buzz going on for you today. And last but not least, Karen, again, will be coming on to share with us her one of her motivational points. So it's no time like now to flash over and share Successful Woman Radio and bless the life of another woman who needs inspiration and motivation this week. I am excited about the fact that I am really seeing some results in my business based on some things that I am implementing, and I want to quickly share that with you. For those of you who took the Getting Past Me seminar, I pray that you are also having some revelations and really getting the opportunity to see how to make things happen for yourself. Well, one of the things that I have been doing is that I have been paying attention to time wasters, to things that are wasting my time. I've been paying attention to what I seem to be doing on a daily basis. I've been keeping a very detailed log on that. And here's what sparked me to really start paying attention to that. That is, I was reading an article about how a lot of psychologists are discovering that time management, although a good technique, how time management is just not the only thing that people need in order to properly manage their day. Because a person can have a full schedule of things to do, and they could be right on point with doing those things. But what psychologists have found out is that it's not the things that you're doing, it's whether or not you are really accomplishing things that are contributing towards what you want in life. And, of course, I smiled when I read that because that's my mantra. I've been preaching and teaching that for so many years now, and that is that if you don't know what your vision is, it's going to be very difficult for you to accomplish anything of substance because our lives are built around busyness. And if we don't stop on the surface and dig beneath the surface to learn what it is that we truly want in life, then believe it or not, at some point you will realize that you're not satisfied, you're not happy, you're not content with the way things are going in your life. For those of us who are perhaps in our 40s or older, we already maybe have experienced those things. And for those of you who are in your 20s and 30s, well, hold on to your seatbelt because you are going to experience those type of things, which is, hey, it's been 10 years or it's been 20 years and I really have not accomplished what I would like to. Well, I totally believe that one of the reasons why is because we have to learn to get past ourselves. You see, there are so many habits that we have formed over the years. There are so many experiences that have occurred in our lives, and there are so many learned behaviors that are contributing negatively towards what it is that we want in life, or just basically contributing to us, that so many, it's caused a lot of things to set in. It can cause procrastination. It can cause us to have a lack of purpose or a lack of focus. It can cause us to be such procrastinators that we have gone to a whole other stage of procrastination. It's caused a stagnancy in our lives that really is downpouring into everything that we do. So what do you have to do? And that is really what the Getting Past Me workshop was about. It's about really learning to get past yourself, to eliminate all of those habits that you have that are holding you back, and to push forward with understanding what's important in life. Well, in this article that I was reading about time management, it talked about the fact that most people are having a hard time with focusing and how difficult focusing is. And one of the things it said was that people don't focus properly simply because they don't have the passion, they don't have the desire They don't necessarily know what it is their purpose to do or what they want. And so, of course, that causes us to live on surface, keeping up with the Joneses, looking at all of the commercialism and pouring right into it, getting in debt, all of those types of things, and yet never having accomplished what's important to us. So I want to make sure for those of you who are listening today to understand that there is nothing more important than loving yourself and getting some clarity on who you want to be and what you want to experience. Now, for me, one of the things that I have done is each day there are three areas that are very important to me regarding my time. Follow up. I must be careful about how I follow up, because just to write a follow-up item down doesn't really mean anything. Everything that you do must really go in a time slot. Okay, and when I write my follow-up items, they're reminding me that I need to get them in a time slot at the end of the day, so the next day I know exactly what I'm following up on. Another section that's very important to me is my daily connection calls. Now, I'm a firm believer that 50% of your time as a businesswoman has to be spent marketing. Very, very important. And if you're not doing that, then you're not being the ambassador and the CEO of your company that you need to be. What brings in the money is new business, new life coming into the company, and the only way to do that is to constantly be talking to a stream of new connections. And so for myself, I make it a goal to try and connect with four new people every day. Now, four sounds like a low number, but let me just tell you, it's a large number when you're talking about trying to establish a connection, trying to develop a relationship, spending the time to not only talk about your business, but to learn what the other person is doing as well. And so some of you listening to this, you know, you may want to start out with one daily connection or two new daily connections per day. Another thing that I do is I'm always making sure that I'm mindful of the task that I need to put action to on a daily basis. And so, again, once I write down those tasks, I need to also put those in a time slot. Now, the way I develop my system is that everything that I do in business really has to be contributing towards my business goals. If I want new members and women about this, if I want to make a certain financial income, then everything that I do needs to be contributed towards that. So it's important that I take a look at my schedule to see how is that helping me with accomplishing my goals. Are all of these things doing that? If not, I really have to be honest with myself and eliminate some of the things that are not contributing towards my business goal and my time management schedule. Very, very important for you to pay attention to that. And I think the article that I was reading, I think that's what the psychologist was talking about, and that is that you really do have to pay attention to what's important and make sure that those things are the things that come to the surface that you pay attention to and take action to, because we are all busy doing a lot of things, but how are they really contributing to our life? And that's very, very important. I spoke to a friend this past weekend, and I was sharing with her information about my system of how I was doing things. And she said, you know, you're absolutely right, because I spent this week, while I was supposed to be working on a proposal with a client, and because I'm late with it, so now it's going to take me more time, she was saying that she had spent 2.5 hours talking to a relative that she hadn't spoken with in a long time, but it wasn't an emergency or anything. She had spent 2.5 hours because the person called her on her home line. She knew she doesn't normally answer the home phone during the business hours, but she answered it, and they spent 2.5 hours on the phone talking, and, of course, she didn't get the proposal out, and the proposal was indeed for, you know, to service the client and to make money. As a result, she's late on the proposal. And so I was telling her that's the very thing that we have to pay attention to, that we have to look at. And so as we celebrate the theme this month, springing into action, we really do need to pay attention to what is it that we need to act on. Do we have a time system set up for ourselves? Do we know how to properly implement things? But here's the bigger question. You know, all this year I've been talking about creating your vision and the things that you need to do for your vision, but I really want to be firm on this point to you today, and that is that if you do not have your vision written, because anybody can say, yeah, I know what my vision is, but here's what my experience with asking individuals that. I'll ask a client or another business associate, do you have your vision? They'll say, yes. I'll say, would you mind sharing it with me? And literally, most of the times, they're stumbling all over themselves trying to let me know what it is. As a matter of fact, many can go on for almost 30 minutes trying to tell me what it is, never really getting to the point. And so I want to caution you today as you're listening to Successful Woman Radio. When I ask you if you have a vision, don't just say yes because in your mind you may have a few bullet points of what it is you want to do. But what I'm asking you is, have you actually set down? Have you taken the time? Have you actually given your own self priority to sit down and ask yourself the question, what is it that I would like to experience in this next 6 months to a year in my business? What would I like to see my business have accomplished by the end of the year? I have 8 months left. What do I need to do to really jumpstart and kick it into gear to see some of those goals accomplished? What do I need to do? What is it that I'm trying to experience? Because I promise you, whatever it is you want to experience, okay, you have to really start now with knowing how much money you need to make in your company to make it happen. And you also need to know how many clients you're going to need in order to make it happen. And that doesn't come from just thinking a few bullet points in your head, but it takes time and it takes planning. So you definitely will need to set some time aside to do that. And for those of you that have not done it yet, I want to encourage you to take a couple of days, just block a couple of days off your schedule, and that is what you need to do. It is 12:17 past the hour, and, of course, we have a great guest lined up for you today on the show. And I am excited about having this young lady on the call today simply because I discovered and met her on Facebook. What attracted me was that I saw this beautiful picture of her vision board, and she was talking about how she, along with others, had created their vision board. And so I connected with her because of her vision board, because she was someone that was speaking my language. And I'm talking about no other than Erica Jones. Erica, are you there? I'm hoping Erica will be. Yes, okay, now I hear you. Wonderful. Erica, you're there. Give me another confirmation.
Yes, I'm here. How are you, Trina?
Okay. I'm wonderful. Well, at this time, I want to just let the listeners know who you are, Erica, so I'm going to quickly read your bio, and then we'll get into some great conversation today. Well, with 7 years of executing marketing initiatives in corporate America and in state universities, entrepreneur and home business coach Erica Jones is president of Legacy Designers, an internet marketing consulting firm specializing in social media marketing, branding strategies, and wealth creation. Erica is also the co-author of the ebook Reinvent Yourself Using Social Media, which is coming out this spring in 2011. Nicknamed as the girl in the blue dress on Facebook from the internet marketing community, Erica shows entrepreneurs and businesses how to go from online obscurity to complete social media domination. She graduated from the University of Central Florida with a degree in marketing. And, of course, for those of you who are online, make sure you visit her blog, ericajonesblog.com. Again, ericajonesblog.com. Erica, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. What an introduction. Thank you so
well,
much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. And again, you know, Erica, of course, we met on Facebook. And I just love the fact that people that you don't even know, that you can just reach out to them and connect with them and instantly meet them. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. I mean, the internet and social media as a whole, it's just phenomenal how you can connect with people all over the world. And I would have never ever connected with you in the offline space. You know, we don't live near each other.
Absolutely.
So So it's, I agree with you 100%. It's fabulous.
Absolutely. And oftentimes, Erica, I try to compare social networking as the next part of the internet revolution because, you know, in the very beginning, everybody was jumping online and message boards were the big thing, and everybody was just beginning to, you know, want a website and get a website going. And you had a lot of people doing internet businesses. And so now the second part of that revolution is really starting with social networking. Would you not agree?
I agree 100%, especially since the foundation of social media and social networking is interacting and engaging and communities and about, you know, creating this whole experience online. So it's definitely the next phase of Web 2.0, or there's so many different titles for it, but it's definitely the next phase when it comes to internet marketing.
Now, Erica, I know that you are a business coach and you specialize in home business, and so I want to talk a little bit about vision because I know that you probably talk to your clients a lot about establishing their personal and business vision. Of course, I was attracted to your vision board. So talk a little bit about what visioning means to you, and because I'm trying to encourage the listeners all the time to really establish their vision. So if you could share with us the importance of visioning.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'm a Christian, and the Bible scripture, it talks so much about having direction, having a plan. In Proverbs 19, you know, if a man should not have a vision, if there is no vision, the people will perish. So just to give a non-business example, because today I worked out today. I worked out today for the first time in a long time. But just to give a non-business example, I got up at 5:30 a.m. this morning, and me and my accountability partners, we went to the gym, and we were there at 6 a.m., right when they opened. And we're working out. We're doing the treadmill. We're doing the elliptical. We're doing all of that. And I noticed that one of my accountability buddies, you know, she was dragging her feet. She wasn't really into it. And I was like, hey, you know, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I was like, you know, why are you doing this? Like, you know, do you have a goal? Because I have a goal. You know, I want to be in a swimsuit. I have all these different goals and stuff like that. And she was like, no, I'm just kind of here, you know, just to move around and whatnot. So that was totally reflective. Like, here we are sweating, really getting a workout. And then unfortunately her, she did not even break a sweat, and there was no work. There was no accomplishment. There was no result because she did not have a vision, because she did not have a goal in mind. So that's just a non-business example because I know some people may have difficulty relating to that, but in a business mindset. But this is just an example of just everyday life, how in everything you do, whether it's business, working out, spiritual life, relationships, I don't care what it is, whatever you do, you have to have a vision. You have to have goals in mind. And don't be too consumed with how you're going to get there. Like Les Brown says, just commit. just say, okay, this is what I want to do. And eventually the how will come if you commit to it.
And I believe that also. As a matter of fact, I think what's important as well is that don't be so concerned with how or who, because the people will also step into your life when you have a passion to get something accomplished.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
Definitely.
It's amazing now, how when you
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just saying, I was agreeing with you, Trina. Like, that is so true. It's amazing how when you commit yourself and you make your mind up, okay, I'm going to do X, Y, Z, it's amazing how certain people and certain situations and certain opportunities open up. You know, like Oprah Winfrey says, you know, opportunity is just simply where luck meets preparation. When you prepare yourself, and then, you know, an opportunity opens up, and you're like, oh, wow, you know. So it's, I agree with you 100%. Don't get too caught up in the how. Like, I have no clue how I'm going to lose all this weight. Technically, I know what I have to do, but I don't know how it's really going to happen. Like, I don't know if it's going to lose weight in the proper places. But I just know that I'm committed, and the how will come.
Absolutely, and I'm right there with you because this is my year as well, Erica, before the 50-year-old mark. And, of course, I said before 50 I want to lose that weight and I want to get to where I would like to be and see.
Exactly.
And so, of course, I'm right there with you, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Erica, tell me, on your vision board, I know you have a lot of things on there, but have you already begun to see some things taking shape as a result of you creating a vision board?
Oh, yes. I mean, I cannot. It's shocking. I actually created my very first vision board in 2008 at a conference, and
uh-huh.
it didn't really look that good. It was just, you know, slapped together. I didn't really know what I was
uh-huh.
doing, but I knew that I wanted to go on a cruise. I knew I wanted to go on vacations, and I knew I wanted to have a certain lifestyle. I put, like, Cajun food and different, you know, delectables all around the world. And then when I moved, the vision board just kind of, you know, found itself
uh-huh.
underneath boxes and whatnot. So earlier this year, I said, okay, I want to create a new vision board. And then I remembered, oh, okay, I have a vision board that I created, you know, 2 years ago. So I pulled it out, and I was just, like, amazed to see that cruise ship. And I believe 2 weeks after that, I was getting ready to go on my first cruise. And that's the power of having a vision board. Even though
wow.
it's not in your face, it's just amazing because I never thought that I would be able to go on a cruise, you know, ever. You know, I didn't think that
mm-hmm.
I would have the money or the time to do it. And here I was in January this year going on my very first cruise. And 2 years ago, I put a vision board together saying how badly I wanted to go on a cruise. So that's just, and then also I had Cajun food on there, and then for the first time this year I'm going to New Orleans, of course, to eat Cajun food. So it's just,
wow.
that's the power of having a vision board. And then imagine if I had that vision board in front of me every day, looking at it every day, because I definitely believe that what you see, what you read, what you hear, and I'll go into that later, but what you see and what you read and what you hear really gets into your psyche. And it's so
mm-hmm.
important
mm-hmm.
that you know, that you surround yourself by that type of information. Like, for example, there's a scripture, and I don't know the exact verse, but basically it says death and life is in the power
mm-hmm.
of the tongue. And the reason why it's so important, you know, people are saying, okay, well, I want to speak life into myself. I want to speak these great things into my life. How can I do that? Well, first of all, you have
mm-hmm.
to change your attitude. And the only way to change your attitude will be to change your thoughts. And the only way to change your thoughts will be to change what you're reading, what you're seeing, who you're hanging around with, you know, the books, the media, the people, all
uh-huh.
this goes into your mind will eventually come out in your words. So I think that's great and phenomenal how I get that vision board 2 years ago.
Yes.
I saw that come to pass. So I created a new one, of course, that looks a thousand times better.
Absolutely.
But yeah,
you know, I love visioning, and I love a vision board. And for those of you who are listening, it's never too late to create a vision a vision board. Erica,
yes.
I think sometimes as women have this tendency to do things with the seasons. And so at the end of the year, the beginning of the year, that January time frame, you have a lot of women who, you know, okay, I'm going to lose weight, goal setting, time management, I'm going to go ahead and write my vision. They do that, and then they put it in a book and put the book away and
yeah.
until December comes back around again, and then they realize, well, why haven't I accomplished any of these things? But they really have not planted. They planted the seed, but they didn't fertilize the seed.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't put things into action. They didn't start walking in the light to manifest what it is they wanted. And so
right.
a vision board is one way to really start the process of manifestation. And I really encourage those of you who are listening, if you haven't been on the Women About Biz website, we've got some great information for you on how to write your vision. And, of course, Erica, I know now, do you hold something every year in reference to vision as well for your clients and people that you know?
Well, my clients, we try to do – well, here's the thing. I find it so easy when people are able to break it up in chunks. So
mm-hmm,
if they
mm-hmm.
want to break it up on a monthly basis or even a quarterly basis, especially since we just ended Q1 and we're now in
mm-hmm.
Q2, if they want to do that, you know, quarterly or monthly. But I find it less overwhelming and more doable when you break up your vision by quarters or by months or maybe half periods. You know, I don't like to just, you know, okay, this is what I'm going to do in 2011 and that's it. You know, we have to break it down.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
Break it down.
And that's a good point right there, is breaking it down. And would you not agree that you really don't have to do a vision that's so far fetched, like 5 and 10 years, but you can really do something 6 months and 1 year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we need to do, you know, we need to set little goals and reward ourselves, you know, because if we set something that's really far fetched, 5 to 10 years from now, we may lose focus and we may give up and say, you know, this is just way too hard. I'll just do something else. So if you set little goals, little focus, like, for example, if you want to, let me just think of something really random. If you want to become a paid speaker, if you want to get paid for speaking, okay, you may think, okay, how can I, you know, charge thousands of dollars, you know, to get paid to speak at a big-time conference? You know, I don't have any connections. I don't know anyone. Start small. Start at a local business meeting, you know, or start a local networking event. Ask the organizer, the planner, like, hey, you know, I would like to speak on XYZ topic, whatever your niche or your specialty is. Start small with the meetings, and you'll be surprised how when you make connections and people, you know, call you and be like, hey, you know, you spoke at that meeting, can you speak again? And then you rise up to, let's say, community colleges or universities, and of course they have a budget. For speaking, various organizations at universities have a budget for speaking engagements. So you start there, and then you go to the big time conferences, and you know, perhaps TV and radio, and of course there's local radio as well. So it's like this trickle effect. So start small, start with little goals, and work your way up. If you have this big time goal that you want to achieve, but you're just not sure how to do it, just break it up and reward yourself along the way. You know, reward yourself like, okay, I did my local speaking gig at a local meeting. There was 10 people there. Hooray, I'm going to go and get a pedicure. Or for my gentlemen who are listening, I'm going to go and play some golf today or something like that. You know, so just reward yourself.
Exactly. I love rewards. Oh, my. Yes, that's one of my favorite things. I want to talk about now, I know that, again, you are a home business coach and that you know a lot about social media. Now, I would like, for, and you've been dealing with entrepreneurs as being one yourself, what is the number one tip that you have for entrepreneurs and those who are aspiring to become entrepreneurs?
Okay. The number one tip I have is, and it's kind of, it may not be, you know, really profound, and it's really not, you know, really uber deep. It really isn't. You'd be so surprised how simplicity is the key to a lot of things. But the number one tip I have to entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs is to just not care. And what I mean by that is that a lot of people, they don't achieve whatever their dreams are, if they have entrepreneurial ambitions or whatever that may be, they don't achieve it because they're too scared. They, you know, they're saying, oh, I wonder what my friends think. I wonder what my family may think. And right now, currently, I have friends, wonderful friends, I love them dearly, who don't support what I'm doing. They don't support me being an entrepreneur. So you will have to get past that. And there's different ways. I don't want to really go deep into that because that's personal development and mindset training. But just understand that, you know, just don't care. Just don't care what people think or say about you, especially people who have no clue what you're doing or never done it themselves. I find it so funny how people are so quick to discourage you, and they're so quick to say, oh, I don't think you can do it, when they've never done it themselves. And then on top of that,
Exactly.
I hate that. It's one of my pet peeves. And then on top of that, you tend to always want to impress people, but you're impressing the wrong people. You're impressing people that may not like you anyway, or who may not care for you, or don't have your best interests at heart. So that is my number one tip for entrepreneurs. You know, just get past that. Who cares what people have to say, especially if they have no clue what you're doing, or they're not going to be beneficial in your goals. Find people who are of same mind, of like mind, you know, engage in the mastermind, like Napoleon Hill says, the power of the mastermind, engage in that. And find those people that are like you and are doing the same thing that you're doing or something very similar, and roll with them. roll with them, and you'd be so surprised, you know, 6 months from now where you'll be.
Absolutely, and I'm glad that you brought that up because I'm always saying, you know, you're never going to necessarily get rid of fear instantaneously, so you need to strap a seatbelt onto it and tell it to get ready for a ride because it's going to be a bumpy ride because you're going to take it right along with you. And I believe you're saying the same thing, which is, you know, so what? You've got all of these negative self-talks that are creeping up to the surface and all of these different people are not necessarily giving you that much support. You can't care about that if you want to accomplish the things you would like to in your business. So I'm thankful that you have shared that with us today because it's so important. Now, what has inspired you to follow your personal vision and dreams? Because I know you came from the corporate world. So what inspired you to step out and start your own company?
Right. Yes, I came from the corporate world, and I'm still in the corporate world, and I have a business as well. And what really inspired me to step out and to finally, you know, finally quench my entrepreneurial thirst is I just got tired of just hoping and wishing and daydreaming. I'm like, oh, you know, one day I hope I get to start a business. And then something hit me. I just realized, you know, there's nothing really stopping me but me. And I can really do whatever I want to do. And for everyone who's listening right now, I want you to understand that you can really do whatever you want to do. There's nothing stopping you. It's amazing. Vicki Urban, she said this this quote the other day. She said that for every one woman that you admire, or man, for every one woman that you admire, there's 20 looking at you. And you would be surprised how when you step up to the plate, how although there may be some naysayers and some people, you know, saying, oh, I don't know if you can do it, there's so many more people who are admiring you, but they're admiring you in silence. You know, like if you want to take social media, for example, I get countless Facebook messages, private inbox messages from people saying, hey, I've been watching you for about a year now. Great job. You know, it's like, whoa, really? You know, so you just never know. You just never know. In addition to you taking control of your life and following your dreams, you never know who else you'll inspire, and you never know who else you motivate to do the same. You just never know what lives you'll touch once you step out and make that decision.
Absolutely, and wow, what a wonderful point to make, because I really love the part about for every woman or man that you admire, there's 20 others looking at you, and that's how. Isn't that wonderful that really life is always forever evolving, and that's how it is. You're gonna have people who are watching what you're doing. And one of the things I want to make sure that the listening audience is doing is taking good notes and absorbing some of this wonderful tips that Erica is sharing with us, because it is very, very inspiring. Number one, I really like the part where she says you just don't, you know, sometimes you just don't care. You just don't need to care about what everybody else is thinking and about all of the what ifs in your life, but you just really need to move past and start doing, start putting things into action. And then, of course, she just shared with us this, a great quote from Vicki Urban, you know, for every woman or man that you admire, there's 20 others looking at you. So we all are in this world to impact each other's lives and the lives of others who are coming behind us. And so, you know, again, you need to take this inspiration and drive with it. You need to move with it. Now, Erica, how can people get in touch with you online?
Okay, I love Facebook, obviously. So Facebook would be a great way if you want to add me as a friend and write on my wall, you know, definitely could do that. Facebook.com/ Erica, E-R-I-K-A, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, online. So Facebook.com/ Erica Jones online, or on my blog at ericajonesblog.com.
Okay, wonderful. And again, for those of you who were looking for a pen, it's Facebook.com/ Erica with the K, E-R-I-K-A, Jones online. And then, of course, her. She has a wonderful blog that I absolutely love, Erica Jones Blog. And you guys take a look at her website, ericajonesblog.com. It's a really attractive website, and I really love it. And it gives a great example as to the type of website one should have when you are an individual practitioner or a service provider. It looks really good. Congratulations on that website, Erica.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Well, listen, I want to have you back on the show when your book is when your book comes out on social media, and perhaps you and some of your associates who are co-writing the book can come and talk about social media. Would you do me that favor and come back on the show?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. The book that's coming up, it's How to Reinvent Yourself Using Social Media, and basically it's a compilation of our knowledge, our experiences, as well as interviews from other internet marketers and business professionals who successfully use social media. But basically, there's a part in there where I share with you how I came online. Nobody knew who I was, and that's the power of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
How you can just come online, nobody knows who you are, and you can completely, become an overnight sensation if you strategically market and brand yourself correctly. So we're going to talk about that when it comes to social media.
Wonderful. Well, I'm totally looking forward to that. And thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay. Take care, Erica.
All
right. And for those of you that have, thank you. And for those of you that have just tuned in, we just did a great interview with Erica Jones, who is the president of Legacy Designers. And Erica talked a little bit about visioning and how important her vision board was to her. And then, of course, she also talked about being an entrepreneur and some of the things that we needed to think about as we move forward with paving our dreams and our goals. It is 12:41, and I'm going to make a few announcements, and then we're going to have an inspirational or motivational moment with Karen Kimbrough. Right now I want to make sure that you guys know that this evening via teleconference at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have our Women About Biz member orientation. If you don't know all of the benefits that are available to you either as a silver or a gold member, then this is definitely an orientation you may want to get on. It's only about 30 minutes long, but I will be personally doing the orientation, and if you have any questions about membership with Women About Biz, you can ask it at that time. Also, coming up on Wednesday, April 13th, we are having Marketing 101 with our WAB Marketing Advisor, Tori Allen. Tori will be sharing with you things that you need to know to set the foundation for marketing online and offline. And I want to encourage you that regardless of whether you have a direct sales business or traditional business or an online business, that you need to jump with this particular teleseminar. Marketing 101 coming up on Wednesday, April 13th. Both of these are available to you through the Women About Biz website. Also, this is a great time if you're interested in starting a business networking group in your own area. This is a great time to start thinking and planning. We are always looking for savvy business women to start an Empower Circle network in their community. So if you're looking to become the go-to person in your community and you don't want to do it all alone, but you're looking to partner in creating a networking event in your area, make sure you check out our Empower Circle Network Leader Program at Women About Biz. And, of course, up in the top right menu bar at Women About Biz, just click on networking and then become a network leader, and you'll get information there. I'm excited that we have this month Karen Kimbrough, who will be with us, giving us words of motivation and inspiration. Karen, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
okay.
you. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Karen, before you get started, I just want to thank you so much for giving us motivation this month and reading some of your poems from your book, Lyrical Images. And what poem have you chosen for us today?
I picked Act Now, which is perfect for your action theme that we have for Women About Biz this month.
Okay, wonderful. Well, in just a minute, Karen, you're going to get the chance to do that after the music stops. Then you will be able to just go ahead and read us your poem. And this is a great opportunity for those of you that don't know Karen. Karen is a certified life coach, motivational speaker. She's a technology expert and entrepreneur. She's written a wonderful book of poems called Lyrical Images. And Karen is going to be blessing us this month with giving us motivation and inspiration. So in just a moment, you'll hear the words from Karen's book, Lyrical Images.
Now, today is the last day. Do not delay. Final sale. Don't miss out. One day only. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Slogans used to create a sense of urgency, to elicit action. Most of the slogans used to sell some type of good or service. Advertisers and marketers realize many of us will not take action and buy their goods or service unless we perceive a sense of urgency. When a sense of urgency is created, most people will respond and act on impulse. At least, that's what the advertisers are hoping for. Act now. Today is the last day. Do not delay. Act now. This time, it's not a sale. It's your dream, your vision, your purpose. Act now. Don't miss out. Don't miss your chance to shine. Don't miss your opportunity to live your dream, your vision, your purpose. Act now, one day only. Pick one day in the immediate future to act. Pick a specific date to start living your dream. Act now. Hurry, hurry, hurry. The clock is ticking. The sooner you act, the sooner you will see the results. Act now.
Wow, thank you so much, Karen. And what inspired you to write that, to write Act Now?
Being a coach, knowing the sense of urgency, knowing the preciousness of life. One of my career opportunities that I've had was working several disasters with most people here, FEMA, but there's like SBA disaster assistance. And one particular time I was working the Northridge earthquake, sitting with a client. Somebody sat in front of me, and they were smiling and excited. I was like, how can you be smiling and excited and your house blew up and you just lost everything? They said, because 20 seconds ago, I was across the street in the house, and then the next thing I know, it blew up by the time I got across the street. So it was like just being happy about enjoying where you are in the moment and knowing if, you know, 20 seconds is the difference between life and death, you better act now. So, you know, looked at that situation for that, but that's like one of the key inspirations that kind of gave me the idea for Act Now.
Wow, I really like that. And for those of you who are listening, I really like those three, that word that was repeated three times, hurry, hurry, hurry. Act now. And Karen, so many times women have a tendency to, you know, and I said it earlier, they set their goals and they really mean to accomplish their goals, but they write everything down and it makes them feel like they have somewhat accomplished something. But then they close the book, put it away, and then the same time again comes around that they're at the end of the year and they realize they have not acted on anything. They have not really accomplished what they set out to do. And so we should be acting with a sense of urgency in life, right? I believe that we should.
Oh, most definitely. And Erica was right on point talking about the vision board, because I accompany my written statements also with vision boards. I've been doing vision boards probably since the 90s. So they're wonderful. Yes. And
definitely,
I keep them in front of me. Yes.
Wow. Well, I'm excited, and I want to thank you, Karen, for being with us this month and motivating us with your words of wisdom and your poems. You're right. Act Now is definitely on time today. And for those of you, again, who are listening, make sure that you visit Karen's website, lyricalimages.com. Again, that's L-Y-R-I-C-A-L, images, with an S, .com. And I definitely really appreciate Karen. Again, Karen is another person that I met online. She's here from Atlanta, but I met her online. So I don't know about you guys, but this social networking thing is totally working for me. And I'm excited because I'm getting ready to put even more energy by really just trying to bless other people and help others that I want to reach out to through social networking. So, again, if you've got those Facebook friends who you don't know who they are, but you've got 3,000 friends, well, there's no time like now to start connecting with people and learning who they are. Just send them a quick private message and say, hey, I noticed that you're my friend on Facebook, but I really don't know much about you. Let's have an acquaintance call so that we can learn about one another. And that's how it starts. You know, and you never know how a phone call can change your life. So make sure that you connect with people that you are, saying, yes, I'll be your friend, because you never know how that can happen. The diamond is always in your own backyard, and I truly believe that. Karen, I am excited about you being on the show this month, and I'm excited for next week's call. Hopefully you bless us with another one of your poems. And at this time, I want to give away two books of Karen's, Lyrical Images. And so the first two callers to press *1 on the phone keypad will be the winners of a lyrical image, okay? I see that we have the first caller, last 4-9836, last 4-9836. Caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead with your name and the city you're calling from.
Hi, this is Tia, and I'm calling from New York City.
Hi, Tia. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Are you enjoying the show today?
Yes, absolutely. It's always so, so powerful, and the poem just blew me away. Act Now.
Okay, absolutely. Well, you are the winner of Karen's book, Lyrical Images, and I hope that the poem will inspire you to take action and to just be and do everything that you want to be, okay? Thank you for being a part of the show today, Tia. Okay,
thank you.
And our next caller is line 0014. Caller, you're live on the air. State your name and city you're calling from.
This is Linda Hall from
Hi,
Atlanta,
Linda,
Georgia. I am great. And Karen, she is one of my biggest, I'm a fan of her. She is awesome.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Linda, thank you for being a part of the show today. Yeah, Karen inspires me with her poems as well. And so you are a winner of her book, Lyrical Images.
I'm so excited because she said act now, so I press that button quickly.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, see what happens? There you go. Well, make sure that you stay connected to Successful Woman Radio. And if you have not joined Women About Biz as a free silver member, make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com and do so.
I sure will.
Thanks, Linda, for being on the show.
Thank you.
Welcome. Okay, wonderful. And we have one more person that raised their hand. Andrea, you can go ahead and give me that last four of that person, and we're going to go ahead and bless you, caller today. Thank you so much for being on the show. Line 4298, caller, line 4298. You're live. State your name and the city you're calling from.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
This is Teresa. I'm from South Carolina, Georgetown, South Carolina.
Wonderful, Teresa. Thank you for being a part of the show today.
as soon as you said it, dial in, my husband tried to beep in, and I was like, man, I tried to push the button, and I couldn't.
So okay, I was like, well, that's okay. that I set two prizes today, but you're going to be the third, and you have
Thank
just won
you.
Miracle Images by author Karen Kimbrough. And thank you for being a part of the show. And again, for those of you who are live on the air with me today, make sure that you go to womenaboutbiz.com and sign up for our free silver membership so that we can stay connected and also so you can take advantage. If you haven't already been participating in the social network community at Women About Biz, it is definitely up and open, and we're asking for special blessings of all of you to make sure you go to the Women About Biz site. Log in if you're a member. If not, you know you've got to sign up. And then click on community, and it will take you to our new social network. And, of course, we want you to upload your videos. Tell us who you are, about your business, what's going on with you. Connect with other business women, and that's what we want to happen. I have a place just for business women. So make sure you go to Women About Biz and get involved in our social network community. I want to encourage you to share Successful Woman Radio with other women. And, of course, if you have a special talent in a particular area where it's going to benefit business women, we definitely want to hear about it. Perhaps you need to be a guest on the show. So make sure that you connect with me, Trina Newby, at tnewby@womenaboutbiz.com. And, of course, I am just always excited to give the opportunity to anyone who has a special blessing to offer other business women. We have a lot of women who are experts out there, but really who are not making themselves known. And this year, it's time for you to step up and step out and make things happen for yourself. We've had a full show today. I'm very, very excited about that. Again, I want to just go over three things, the 3 points that I mentioned earlier today for those of you that tuned in a little bit later. I talked about the importance of really creating that system for yourself, and there were 3 things I said that I do every single day that really helped me in making things happen. 3 things, follow up. I always list my follow-up items and make sure that I take action on them by putting them in a time slot. The second thing is I make sure that I do my daily connection calls, which are so important. I have over, 1,500 Facebook fans, so I have a lot of people that I can connect with. I have friends on Facebook. I have over 2,800 people who follow me on Twitter. So I have an opportunity to really connect with a whole lot of people that I don't know. And so if you ask yourself the question, well, how in the world would I start calling people that I don't know? It's very easy. It's much easier than you know. Here's quickly 2 ways to do that. Number one, you can simply just literally pull up Google and think about different industries of people that you would like to know, chiropractors, lawyers, bookkeepers, people that would be very complimentary to your business. You can look them up. If you want to look at people who are local in your area, then you can just really, for example, if you're an accountant but you want to know bookkeepers, you want to know business consultants, then you would type in business consultants. If you live in Cincinnati, Ohio, you would type business consultants, Cincinnati, Ohio. And you can just start networking with business consultants. If you're on Facebook, type in business consultants to see who's popping up. What you're trying to do is to connect with people who can help you, who can refer clients to you, or who can develop a relationship with you so that you guys can draw alliances, establish connections with other people through one another. There's a lot of ways that we can help each other, but you'll never know if you don't pick up that phone and call. Remember, online is great, but you really want to have more than one egg in your basket. So still live phone connections, seeing each other face-to-face is very, very important. That third thing was task. Always have in mind tasks that you need to put into action to accomplish your goals. So the 3 things that I do every single day that really help me is my follow-up items, my daily connection calls, and my new task. And those things, if you keep your eyes focused on those things and make sure that they are in alignment with what you need to do to see your goal accomplished in your business, then you're going to see things happen for yourself. And that is why springing into action is our theme for this month in April. So I want to encourage everybody to make sure that you participate in the social network. And I am looking so forward to giving you some wonderful tips and resources on springing into action and getting things accomplished for yourself this month. On behalf of Women About This and Successful Woman Radio, thank you so much for being a part of the show, and we will see you next Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Take care, everybody.